With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, let's talk a little bit about baseball. The Indians all set to gather here in Northeast Ohio to get ready for summer camp. And we bring in the man that knows everything all about it. He is on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline, fresh off of a no-hitter at the kids level last night, as I read his story today. He is Paul Hoynes. Hi, Hoynesy. How are you?
What's up, guys?
Paul,
how was your no-hitter last night?
Hey, it was run ruled after like three innings, but it was still a no-hitter. So it was good.
Hoynesy.
The big red, Mentor's big red 14 and under fast pitch girls of the softball team was in high gear last night, 23-0.
That's what you're looking for on your day job, Hoynesy, because, hey, you're in, hour-long game, you're out of Dodge.
Exactly.
There's no missing
right.
A deadline in that game.
I'm still prepping, though. I'll still push the limit.
Oh, that's great. Hoynesy, I'm anxious to get things going because we're actually able to talk baseball right now. I know, you know, the whole issue, can you play, how are you going to play, everybody going to be safe. I get all that, and that's the most important thing right now. But there are also other issues we weren't able to talk about. Like, for instance, where does this Indians outfield go? How does it get sorted out? Because, and you tell me, there are a couple of guys I'm really interested in. You got to figure Mercado's there, Reyes and Domingo Santana in some way, shape, or form. But I'm curious about Bradley Zimmer. Does he get a real shot in a short season? Is that good for him? And is this the last shot he has to prove himself as a big-time major leaguer?
A good question, Jeff. You know, they went to camp with 10 outfielders and you know, in the time they had allotted out in Arizona, they really didn't get anything sorted out because, you know, the virus ended spring training on March 12th, and there was still, I think there was still 10 outfielders out there, and now Naquin is healthy, so he's back in the picture as well. So, you know, he was probably, if the season had started on time as originally planned, he would have been on the DL for at least a couple weeks. The injured list, I should say. And but right now, yeah, I think Zimmer has a chance. You know, his problem, you know, is obviously he hasn't played a lot. You know, he hasn't played in a, you know, probably close to a year and a half of, you know, in the big leagues, or he's had played like 9 or 10 games in the big leagues last year at the tail end of last year. So, you know, I would think, you know, the best thing about this is he's gotten a chance to get healthy. You know, this layoff has just increased that, I would think. And, you know, if he doesn't make the 30-man roster, he's still a depth player. And, you know, he could help them, you know, during this 60-game season.
Hoynesy, can you explain the rosters to me? Because I've spent the last 2 days trying to figure this thing out. It's a 60-man roster, essentially.
Right.
But then it's a 30, and it works its way down to, what, 27?
Yeah,
at some point, okay.
They'll open the season with 30, then they'll go to 28 in 2 weeks, and 2 weeks after that they'll go down to 26, which is, you know, what they were originally supposed to play with in a 162-game season.
Okay, so here's my question then, is the guys who aren't, so let's just say it's the 30-man on the first day. You've got 60 guys here. Are those 30 guys just like minor leaguers at that point, or can you change your 30, your 30-man roster every day, or can you change? How does that work? Do you know?
Yeah, I think you could change it. You know, you can change it. You can make moves just like the regular season. Now, there's a bunch of guys that are on, you know, like Bobby Bradley, you know, Tristan McKenzie. Those guys are on the 40, man. So, you know, you could just, you could, you know, put those guys on the 30 on your, you know, big league, for your big league team. But, you know, guys like Daniel Espino and, you know, Aaron Brocco and the prospects they have that are will be working out at Classic Field, you know, you would have to, you know, put them on the 40-man and start their service time clock.
Okay, so then because I'm still trying to figure this out, and I'm probably the last time I asked this question, but why would you want to, if you can change your roster every day, especially knowing that extra innings are going to start with a man on base, why would you want to put your four non-starters on a daily roster? Wouldn't you want to replace them with maybe relief pitchers or bring in an extra catcher or something like that? Like, wouldn't you – I wouldn't say deactivate, but that's essentially what you would be doing for your four starters if you didn't – I mean, again, and we were talking to Brian Anderson about this before, why would you even think about having two starters unless you were, like, in the last 10 games of the season and you knew you had to do everything you could to win those games? Would you deactivate your four other starters?
You know, I didn't even think about that, Andy. You know, I think if you did that, though, you have to keep them on a 10-day – you have to put them on a 10-day disabled list.
Yeah. There we go. Know? That's what I was trying to figure out. Okay.
Wouldn't there be – yeah, there'd be a time thing, wouldn't there, Paul? Where you...
Right. I mean, and you can't really fake an injury. You know, you're not supposed to. So you would have to you know, I think that's the only way you could take those guys off.
So the only reason I thought it might be different was in the best interests of COVID-19, if you took those guys off the roster and did not let them come to the stadium. That's why I keep kicking that around.
Yeah. Well, they're going to have a COVID-19, you know, list where you can put like the concussion list. You can
right.
put guys, you know, hopefully they don't get sick, but if they do, they could go on that list as well.
Yeah, you'd think that'd be a 2-week list, though. Right, at least.
I would think it'd be, you know, the concussion list is like 9 days. I'm not sure if that has changed, or 7 days, I should say. And I would think the, you know, if you go on the list for the virus, you know, you're down for 14 weeks because you have to be, you know, you have to be able to test two negative tests, and you have to be kind of isolated for 14 days, I think.
Yeah, 14 days.
Hoynsie, I have a question about the Indians that I never thought I'd be asking, because it's looking like, the way this is coming back, that starting pitching depth is going to be critical. Do you think the Indians have enough depth at starting pitching to handle this 60-day dash to the playoffs?
I think that's the strength of the team, obviously, Jeff. And, you know, I was thinking about that myself. You know, usually if you only have a 3-week spring training, you know, are these guys going to be ready? Are they going to be stretched out? Are you going to have to use two starters, you know, in a game to get you to the bullpen? But it sounds like, you know, listening to Terry Francona and Chris Antonetti, that the starting rotation, they've all come to camp, you know, ready to throw at least 65 pitches, and that's about 4 or 5 innings. You know, so you know, I think they're with three more weeks of training, I think they're going to be in very good shape. And you know, you're running what? You've got Bieber, Clevinger, Carrasco, Plutko, Plesac, Savali. That's 6 guys. You've got, you know, Jeffrey Rodriguez. You've got Logan Allen. Maybe even so, you've got and Scott Moss behind that. So they've got like 7 to 9. Guys that they could start if they had to.
Comfortable with them, do you think?
I think they are. I think that's, you know, that's the best part of the team to me.
Okay.
And I think the fact that you'll be able to let those guys go, you know, right from the get-go, you know, that maybe they'll be able to go 5 innings, that means that the strength of your team is going to, you're going to be able to use that. You're not going to have to work into this season where, you know, you know, they're going to go like two innings the first time out, 3 innings the second time out, 4 innings the third time out.
Hoynes, are we worried that any of these guys have been maybe just sitting back, drinking too many beers, eating pizza late night and ho-hos? They may not come back in shape.
It's always a possibility. But, you know, I think they've done a good job, the Indians and their coaching staff, and, you know, with the Zoom calls and just from talking to a few of the players, I think, you know, they know that, you know, this is a good opportunity. The Indians take advantage of opportunities like this. They've been planning this, you know, like Antonetti said, this one, you know, Friday, their first workout won't be their first workout of spring training. It's going to be their 27th workout because they backdated this thing and they've been working towards this. At least, you know, the players on their own, and, you know, they've had a bunch of players at Progressive Field for the last 2 or 3 weeks. Tito's been here for 3 weeks. So I think they're confident that the guys they're relying on will be in condition and ready to go.
Hoynes, yeah, there don't appear to be any position fights on this team. Maybe a spot in the bullpen or something like that, or you sort out the rotation. Other than the outfield, your gut tells you what three or four guys are going to be the key outfielders for this team.
Well, you know, like you said, Mercado, they've said Mercado's going to be starting somewhere out there. You know, he played all three spots last year. Reyes, you know, can float in between, you know, the DH and either right field. You know, Naquin, if he's healthy, if his knee is sound, you know, he really had a good season last year with, you know, assists. He hit some home runs. He was hitting 289, 290, something like that. So I think he's going to be part of it. You know, you've got Luplo with, you know, as a left hand against lefties, and you know, he's going to get a chance against righties. You know, you've got to have a speed guy, you know, especially for those extra innings. So DeShields or Greg Allen is in there. Domingo Santana didn't have that great a spring, you know, in February and March, but, you know, he's kind of an established hitter. So I think, you know, and Jake Bowers, who they gave, you know, every chance in the world last year in the first half. You know, I think they're still high on him. So there's a bunch of guys out there that, and, you know, Tito has been mixing and matching in the outfield, you know, since he got here in 2013. You think about it, you know, they had Brantley as a regular in left field, and kind of everything else was up for grabs. So I think it's going to be the same kind of situation this year, Jeff.
Are you excited? Well, I am. I really think this could be a lot of fun. 60 games, every game matters. Every game. I don't want to sound like, you know, the All-Star game where every pitch mattered in the All-Star game as far as home field advantage. But I really do feel like this season has the potential to be one of the most fun baseball seasons. As long as everybody stays healthy, this could be one of the most fun seasons ever.
Yeah, I think you're right, Andy. Health, obviously, like you said, is a concern, you know, and I was just reading some story about by Kenny Rosenthal, you know, and said what happens if somebody really gets sick in this thing, you know, during the season, and you know what happens if somebody dies, and you're sitting there thinking, did we play 60 games, you know, because of, you know, was it worth it, you know? But you know, put that the Grim Reaper side of myself aside, you know, I think it's going to be cool. I've got the vibe again. I've been kind of, you know, just sitting here waiting for it. But I think it's going to be fun to watch. You know, the access isn't going to be great, but it's going to be different. And I think it is, you know, you think of baseball, and you know, it kind of puts you to sleep because the season is so long. You can't, if you look to the next month, you'll drive yourself crazy. But this is like, you've got an end in sight from the first pitch of the season.
I'm ready.
Hoynes, let me ask you one more question real quick. What's the Tito factor here? And I know I've asked a couple people on this, but, you know, what does a manager like Terry Francona bring to the table in this kind of weird scenario? And I Jeff and I have talked about this before. Like, I'm glad he's our manager right now because I think it's exciting.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. This is a guy, that brought the Red Sox back from being down 0-3 in the ALCS, 0-4 in the ALCS. No, not 0-4, but 0-3. You know, to win the World Series. This is a guy that reinvented how pitching is used in the bullpen in 2016 to get the Indians to Game 7 of the World Series. So if you want a manager that is innovative in what could be the most unique season in baseball history, you know, you've got the right guy, you know, sitting in the dugout for you.
All right, Hoynesy, I look forward to – what's your next assignment too, by the way? What's your next is it girls?
I haven't charted it out yet. I owe a couple people games, so I've got to check my calendar here.
So wait, when you say you owe games, are your friends calling you going, hey, you need to check out my kid's team, or I want you to go check out this team?
Yeah, and I've kind of bypassed some people, so I've got to go back and check my list and see what I can do here. But now the season's starting, so. You know, I don't know if it's going to be crowded out, but I think we'll be able to keep going. I like it. It's been fun.
That's
well,
awesome.
Hoynesy, it's been fun to read those stories too, but I'm looking forward to seeing you write about the Indians as well. So, Hoynesy, thank you. We appreciate your time as always.
Thanks, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.